We're going to call the meeting to order at 6 o'clock. All rise for the pledge. Could lead us in prayer. Clerk, if you'd call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell? Mr. Johnstone?
Here.
Mr. Shealy?
Here.
Ms. Dvorich?
Here.
Mr. Julian?
Here.
Mr. Lastic?
Here.
Mr. Salito?
Here.
Mr. Marino?
Here. A motion, excuse me, there's a motion in order for to excuse Mr. Marino today, who had prior obligations.
Second.
Second. Thought as well.
Motion by Ms. Dvorich, second by Mr. Julian. In favor? We also need a motion in order to excuse First Ward Council, Mr. Waddell.
I'll make a motion.
Speak prior. Yes. Motion by Mr. Shealy, second by Mr. Lastic. All in favor? Aye. Clerk, if we get disposal of the minutes. Pardon?
Motion.
I just need a motion. Who's going to accept?
Make a motion.
Motion by Mr. Julian, second by Mr. Shealy. Accept and place on file. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
For reports and communications, I have from the Billing Department the May 2025 adjustments.
Council's pleasure.
Make a motion to accept and place on file.
Motion by Mr. Julian, second by Mr. Lastic. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passed.
All.
Okay, before we start, we're going to go to public remarks on agenda items only. And I want to remind everyone to address the chair on these comments and to keep the comments on the floor addressed out here. You'll be given one warning before we'll act on dismissal. Public remarks on agenda items only. Public remarks on agenda items only. In the opinion of the chair, seeing none. Council committee reports.
I have none.
To the chair, before we begin the next section, we need to add two ordinances to the consent agenda. They're in front of you. If we could get a motion to amend the consent agenda to add draft 112-25 and then the one behind it, which I don't.
113. Do we have a motion by council?
I'll make the motion.
Motion by second. Mr. Julian, second by Mr. Lastic. All in favor? Yes. Clerk, would you please present tonight's legislation?
Draft number 101-25 to be brought to the floor for the second time, an ordinance authorizing the transfer of unused lands owned by the City of Niles to the Community Improvement Corporation of Niles, Ohio.
Motion for a second reading.
Second. Motion for second reading by Mr. Johnstone, second by Julian. Call the roll.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
Six yeas, zero nays.
Draft number 101-25 has received a second reading. Clerk, next, please.
Draft number 104-25 to be brought to the floor for the second time. In ordinance amending chapter 953.01, cremation of unclaimed bodies of the codified ordinance of the City of Niles in part to update the following sections for cremation and unclaimed bodies.
Motion for a second reading.
Motion for a second reading by Mr. Johnstone.
Second.
Second by Mr. Schilling. Any questions or comments? Clerk, read the roll, please.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 104-25 has received a second reading.
The following drafts will be part of the consent agenda being brought to the floor for the first time, passed together with suspension of three readings and as an emergency. Draft number 105-25, an ordinance to approve the form and authorize the execution of the 2027 Waste Heat Energy Schedule with American Municipal Power Incorporated. Draft number 107-25, an ordinance authorizing the service director to contract with Integra Excavating LLC, Eastgate Regional Council of Governments for the Downtown and Riverfront Parks Improvement Project. Draft number 108-25, an ordinance authorizing the auditor to remit payment of a fire loss claim to G&G Rental Properties, LLC. Draft number 108-25, an ordinance authorizing monthly cash transfers. Draft number 110-25, an ordinance authorizing appropriation of funds from the Unappropriated Special Projects Fund for a technology grant. Draft number 111-25, an ordinance authorizing the service director to advertise for bids and enter into contract for the Franklin Alley Underground Project. Draft number 112-25, a resolution adopting the alternative tax budget for the fiscal year beginning January 1st, 2026. And draft number 113-25, an ordinance authorizing appropriation of funds from the various unappropriated funds for investment fees and interest income expenses.
Council's pleasure.
Motion to suspend.
Second.
Motion to suspend by Mr. Julian, second by Mr. Lasting. Questions or comments? Clerk, call the roll, please.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt by Mr. Julian. We have a second. Second by Mr. Lastic. Questions or comments, please? Call the roll.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
The consent agenda has been adopted under suspension of council rules.
Draft number 106-25 to be brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance amending chapter 1507.01, payment of fire loss claims of the codified ordinance of the City of Niles in part to permit transfer of funds to assignees.
Motion for a first reading.
Motion for first reading by Mr. Johnstone, second by Mr. Shealing. Any questions, comments? Clerk, call the roll, please.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich? Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 106-25 has received its first reading. Miscellaneous remarks, general public. Public comments? Anyone? Public comments?
Hello, my name is Abigail Bicker. So, going through the agenda items, I may have missed the opportunity as I was glancing through here. 107-25, the Integra Excavating. Are they a union company?
I'm not sure of that. They were
That was bid as part of Eastgate's Appalachian Community Grant program for the downtown area.
They were also our only bidder, so they're our only choice on.
Okay, that's disappointing.
They're the only option, but if we could, we'll get you an answer on that. If they are union or not.
All right, thank you. Second item here, I would just curious. As a city, are we actively approaching outside retailers and explaining that we have available buildings? This reverts back to our roundtable discussion earlier this afternoon in regards to the former Sparkle location. I know there were talks when it first closed that we were going to approach different places. Has that just stopped as far as efforts?
I believe, and I'll let him speak on it, Mr. Johnstone, and the CIC has been pretty active. You want to speak on where we're approaching or where we're at on that?
There is no outside company that we would speak to on. It is a private business. We don't own it, right? We don't control. A lot of the conversation tonight was around interested parties to a private seller. The only reason the city is involved in that conversation is they would have to permit through us, right? As long as they meet our housing and zoning requirements. And we currently have a moratorium in place. As long as they meet zoning, typically we wouldn't be included in that process, right? They would come in, they would apply for their permit. If they meet the qualifications of what they're trying to open for, they would come in. City controlled is very different over private controlled, right? City controlled properties, what are we doing with them? Who are we talking with? We could talk in great lengths about some open properties we have on the south side that we've been marketing through CIC. There looks to be some movement on both of those. Very proud of the work they've done on that. But as far as private, that's why they hire Platts. That's why that gentleman was here today. That's their representative to go out and find somebody to come in. It's not necessarily the city's obligation to help him sell that. And again, on a public side of it, where we have vacant property and we're trying to find the end user, we have went out. We have put out RFPs. We have done all that legwork. So it's a muddy between the two, right? Between a publicly owned, city-owned, controlled property and a private owner and who he chooses to sell to and open his doors to.
And you'd be talking about Dollar General and any vacant buildings we have, right?
Yes. A lot of our vacant buildings, I mean, we have the former Sparkle Market is a perfect example. We have that empty, used-to-be flea market-type thing in behind Handles that is an atrocious eyesore. But we have so many empty buildings, even the old Dollar General downtown right in the main strip that we're trying to build up. I feel like as a city we should be approaching, even if they are private sellers, we have a little bit of control, a little bit of leeway to approach these businesses.
Your time's expired. Are you requesting 3 minutes?
Yes.
Motion for 3 more minutes.
All in favor?
Abigail, I don't want to take up a lot of your time, but I will say that when it comes to that development and who they choose to open to, if they are just vacant, which some of these that you have mentioned, I know firsthand that they have to disclose to the city a plan. There is a vacancy plan. What is your intent with the building, right? So we are involved. I don't want to make it seem like we're not involved whatsoever, but truly who they sell to and who comes in and who opens up is up to that the property owner.
Thank you.
Anything else, Abigail?
Also, to your first question, that the amount of that contract requires prevailing wage so that they can't undercut by not using union. Do you understand what I mean? There's prevailing wage rate requirements based on the amount of contract they've got to pay.
Any other public comments?
My name's Emma Kuznick, and first of all, I want to thank Mr. Salito, Mr. Lastic, and Aaron, which helped, but it didn't help. Second of all, I want to apologize to Anthony Fleury. No. Thank you. And as far as mayor, you went and told somebody that this was a neighbor's fight and feud. It wasn't. You guys started the fight.
Could you
I had nothing in
Pam,
it.
Ma'am, could you address the chair, please?
Huh? Pardon?
Keep it addressed to me,
please. Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Well, I always addressed him because I was talking to him. Okay. And the city started that, okay, by having my fence tore down, which should never have been tore down. So, and they, because they didn't like me here. Okay. Well, I fight for my rights. Okay. And this went on and on. And I talked to Anthony, Tony, who was the head of zoning at that time. And he didn't do anything. Nothing was done for 10 years. That's why I keep coming back. I talked to Mr. Lastic, he knows. And the mayor wouldn't do anything about it. Now we got it with that line coming down through. For one thing, that line was put in before I bought my house, and she just come in a couple of years ago. So it was done half and half. So she don't own. She might be on her drive, like he told Mr. Fleury, okay? And he didn't believe me either. And I told him to come out and I'll show him, okay? But he has cost me, and I want to put that line in, but he's telling everybody it's on her property, but still was the original line on my property. By rights, I should have, and for all the crap that she's been putting through me and her water coming on my property now, and I got pictures, and oh, by the way, all the pictures I had of the fence and all the pictures with that little hole that she put in, that's supposed to be 3 foot wide by 6 foot deep, all disappeared out of my house. So who wanted those pictures disappeared? I'm not blaming the city of Niles, and I'm not blaming her, but somebody wanted to get rid of those pictures, just like they did all my antiques, and also the picture that I had jewelry on that I showed the mayor. So something's not right in Denmark. But I think the mayor should make sure I get that, where I can get that line fixed.
Well, I do know that, as you know, myself and Mr. Lastic and Mr. Johnstone has all been up there, and it became kind of a legal issue, so we did refer it over to the law director if you want to talk a little bit about where you're at on that situation.
Well, I've spoken to you about...
Okay. I want to thank you for sending that letter, but it didn't, and as you know, it didn't do any good.
As I told you. So yeah.
The thing of it is, it was done.
Correct, yes.
But... does not have all that right in the front of her.
As far as that goes, and I told her the same thing, if she thinks you're not within compliance, that she needs to produce evidence otherwise, because the only evidence I have is that you're in compliance. If she produces evidence somehow that you're not in compliance, then a judge is going to have to make a determination as to where the property line is. You guys are going to have to go to civil. Right, and I told her the same thing. You got to produce a survey. Your 3 minutes are up, by the way. So,
do you need more time?
Do you need more time?
I would like the mayor to look into a little further.
A motion for 3 minutes in order. Second. By Mr. Johnstone, second by Mr. Lastic. Mr. Johnstone, clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Johnstone, Mr. Shealy, Ms. Dvorich, Mr. Julian, Mr. Lastic, Mr. Salito.
Yes.
Sorry. And the mayor should make sure he rights the wrong that has been done to me. So I can put this line in to get the water off of my property. That's why that line was put in.
I mean, I'm not sure what I'm following with the line. My understanding is you have to connect to the pipe that's on her property, correct? Like half is on your property and half is on her property?
It was done originally. It wasn't say who paid for what happened. Okay.
Okay.
Mrs. Yerman is the one that put it in many years ago, before I ever bought the house.
And that's the previous owner of your house?
Right. That's Mrs. Yerman. Okay. Right. She was the original owner. Then Mrs. Patterson owned the house next door. And she's the one told me about the line being put in, that Mrs. Yerman put it in, and she went in with her to put the line in so she could connect into it.
So likely they may have done an easement to allow that. That's what should have been done back then. Tony?
The line coming down from the side of my house to the back of my property, okay, comes all the way down. And when I had it camered and cleaned out, it dead-ended on the other side of the sidewalk. So we didn't know if when the city put the new road in and the sidewalks and all those pipes, if they screwed up that side. And Aaron brought the camera, the mayor come out, but they only can go so far. Well, I got this kid that can go all the way up, but we've had all this rain and it's muddy and you can't look through the muddy water. In which Mr. Fleury said, yes, you can, but no, you can't. The kid even said that. You know, and even the engineer, Robert, said that. Okay? So this is all I want. I want the okay to put this line, to find out where it's bad and fix it.
It's all messing the city. Because she has got away with everything.
And the mayor is back on everything. Do you want to wrap this up, if you could, on this subject?
Yeah, I'm going to need some more clarification, because what I was told earlier is that that line is on both properties, or you need to connect to a line that's on her property. If you have to do that, you're going to have to work something out with her. We're not going to be able to force her to let that happen. And my understanding is there's no way to connect you directly to anything in the street, because it's, you got to go either off her property or connect with her. That's what I understood. Is that correct? Yeah.
Oh, that's what, yes.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is that they're protecting her and getting her to put this little well in. All the water's running on my property.
Okay, now I talked to Duke earlier. He said he's going to come out when that water, because the couple times he's been there, he hasn't seen that it's overflowing on your property.
Duke.
Right, he was here earlier, yeah.
I don't know if he came out that one.
Okay. He said he's been out there twice. He hasn't
about
seen it.
About 20 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah, but that Sunday he would have seen it.
Okay.
Okay.
I talked to him earlier. So.
Okay.
Well, maybe submit the pictures to Duke so he can see. So,
Duke's behind you.
Oh, there, Duke's. Actually, Duke's here. I
mean, that woman even yelled at Aaron for being in the backyard and come out.
Okay, she's out of time. She's out of time.
I'm sorry, though. We
are past. I want to thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Any other public comments?
Can you state your name, please?
Thanks. Okay, thank you for having me. My name is Otto. I've spoken to many of you. Hi, Mr. Lassie. Spoken to Mayor and everybody else regarding an issue we've had ongoing on my street, Ohio Avenue. I want to thank you again. It's been wonderful speaking to you guys. The issue is 2 years into the making. Last year has been pretty bad. Horrible neighbors. This isn't, I want to stress, about a basketball hoop. This is not about basketball. We love children and we want them to play. However, this is a disastrous nightmare. Mr. Salido, Councilman Salido, has been wonderful, and he's come over and you have observed what we are talking about. This has turned into a lot of harassment, a lot of swearing with the adults and the children. We've tried many approaches, logical, and I don't believe any of them have worked. I've talked to Mr. Lastic multiple times. I spoke to the mayor multiple times. And Nikki, who have been wonderful as well, thank you very much. I don't know what to do. We don't know what to do as a neighborhood. It's incessant in the streets. It's dangerous. It's loud, and there's a lot of F-bombs being dropped. I've been called a lot of names. Then other neighbors have been called a lot of names. It's constant. I don't go to my home anymore. I stay at my parents'. I'm currently working with a realtor to move. I've lived in this town my whole life, and I love this town. We've always had a wonderful sense of community, which I want to keep. I don't know what the resolution is.
As you said, I've been to your house and with your neighbors as well.
Yes.
And the issue appears to be three things. And I've spoken, you know, of your father, Mr. Favato, has been involved. It's three issues. One, if they're threatening, harassing, or they told you any of the names, then you need to report that and you have a camera and have it on there.
And yes. I think, and I did send you a video. Yeah.
You've instructed her as such as well.
That's correct.
If there's UC, then that's not allowed, that part of it. The second part, I don't believe council's ready to move on, is the basketball hoop, even though we do have, you know, the other part is it's already illegal to be in the street.
It is. That's the problem. It's constant.
It's going to be an enforcement issue.
We want them to play. You guys put a lot of money into the park, which is fabulous. These are not normal people. I'm sorry.
Could you comment on the in the street, Mr. Zuzula?
Yeah, I mean, if they're causing any kind of issue in the street, then you need to call the police.
We have, multiple times. The problem is everybody seems to think it's just children playing. It's not children playing. I've lived in my home currently for 22 years. We've had amazing children grow up there, and they have families of their own now. We've all had great relationships with the neighbors. This is a nightmare. I don't even know how to explain it. And we currently got a petition. We didn't go door to door with the petition. We
Motion for 3 minutes.
Thank you again.
Motion by Ms. DeVord, second by Mr. Lastig. Clerk, call the roll, please.
Thank you. There are neighbors at the. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't. This is new to me.
We don't need them.
You can do all.
Yeah,
all
just all.
Aye.
I apologize. Thank you. You know, we have neighbors at the other end of the street that are not even in the forefront of the issue that signed a petition that we got. Because, again, we're trying to find a resolution to this that's logical. I mean, it shouldn't have to involve criminal activity. How do you not have the ability to live at your home? I haven't had a Father's Day at my house. I haven't had my dad's birthday at my house. Friends don't want to come to my home.
That's what I said.
So how do we fix this? And I'm thinking...
Ms. Bravado,
yes.
He's going to comment on that again.
Well, we talked on the three-way call.
Yeah.
Remember, I had spoken to the chief. He said, if you have an issue to call, if the dispatch won't...
Yeah.
If the since we've talked?
No.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying.
Since I'm worried about calling, to be honest with you, because...
Right, so...
To be honest with you, I'm concerned. And I told Councilman Salito that the other night, and I sent you... Because my cameras catch things now. It's like Fort Knox at my house. They are... The adults are a little... how would you consider them?
Aggressive.
And I feel before when we were trying to address the issue, I wanted to be somewhat out of their anonymity. I'm not a person that gets scared of people. My father, if any of you know him, you can understand my upbringing was one of morals and values and integrity, but also being a strong person. So that being said, but now that I feel like I'm a marked individual because I've been trying to forefront this for the neighborhood.
Well, the advantage I saw is you do have the camera right there.
Yes, yes.
So that's going to protect you if there's threats or things of concern that you had.
Yes.
They're aggressive. But according to the law director, if
they're in the street doing all the loud behavior, I mean, it is.
I mean, honestly, there's going to be some discretion on the police, on the part of the police officer if they're just playing basketball in the street.
It's not just
unlikely
basketball.
Is there going to be enforcement. If it's worse than that, but call anyway, as Chief said.
Yeah.
And if you're not getting a response, call to talk to a supervisor and someone will come out.
But my question is this. I mean, from other people I've talked to, and obviously they would need to speak to you, this is occurring in other neighborhoods as well. It would be nice if we had something implemented to protect people like we're having in our neighborhood to say, okay, obviously the police aren't going to go around and say, oh, Susie and Johnny, you're roller skating in the street. We're going to arrest you. But what about some individuals now that are moving into our town that are it's creating a situation like we're having that we can enforce something with an ordinance saying, you know what, there's plenty of places for kids to go. Why does it have to be incessant in the middle of the street? I mean, it's not like normal children playing. I've never seen anything like this in my life. And I am a good person who obviously doesn't cause issues. Nikki, poor Nikki, I'm so sorry for you. And I'm just thinking if something was implemented that we can enforce it when people are having problems, I think that would be a good solution. We don't want to stifle children's creativities and their ability to play. But trust me, the ship has sailed on this particular situation.
Okay.
We've tried.
Again, I'll just refer you back to you got to document found calls. And then from there, you could actually escalate it, file a civil protection order at the county.
What about a codified ordinance to nip it in the bud? Because there's no other.
We already have. I mean, I'm not sure. You're going to have to ask, you know, go to council for that.
311.6. My dad had asked me. It ends at 311.5.
Yeah.
So what happened to 311?
I mean, again, that's the same thing as calling the police to have it enforced. That's what I'm telling you. To call the police to have
where
it.
Where do we leave this. I go home now to wonder what's going to happen tonight, tomorrow, and the next day. And
something happens, call the police. I can't keep going back to
that. That's where we're at. So I have no
I mean, if we already have an ordinance, passing another ordinance doesn't matter, right?
But what
you're obviously they're aware of that ordinance that's in place. They're going to enforce it. Or if they're not, then he said you need to speak to a supervisor or then come back and say, look, I documented, as he said, several times, and they're not enforcing this. And, you know, that's, I mean.
Yeah, okay.
But again, is it playing in the street or is it worse than that?
It's worse than that.
Okay, so then that wouldn't even be an ordinance about
constant.
Playing in the street. It would be.
Like I said, I have no
disorderly
quality.
Conduct.
We have quality anymore. I mean, I'm speaking on behalf of obviously several people that have signed a petition.
So what?
And I have a realtor and move for a reason.
Okay, so what I'm saying is the more that you can get found at calls, then you can take that and get a civil protection order at the county. Okay.
Again, we tried this before and nobody came. I guess we have to try it again.
Yeah, that's all I can do. So I can't do anything without founded calls.
You have cameras, and if you're documenting it, you're gonna have a strong argument to come see the law director.
Call law enforcement.
Okay. So we're no farther ahead.
Well, I mean, you wasn't gonna get them. Other than airing and making it public on that, and he's giving you advice that there is an ordinance in place. And if you're showing that you're calling about it and it's not being enforced, then it becomes an issue that he'll have to address with the chief. He's aware of it.
Last time we spoke, right, I remember I told you I spoke to chief. He said, you got to call. You haven't called since then, correct? And I get it. I'm just saying to be clear, though, you haven't called since then. So I can't even go to them and say, well, she has called and still no one's going because that hasn't happened. I get it.
We're going to go ahead and I believe you have stated your case
ad
nauseum at that, and I think that we need, But as he said, you got to document it, and you got it, and you got video as well, so you need to do that, and then you come and say, look, here's what I got. And fathers came here and also spoke on this, so. Any other public comments? Any other public comments? In the opinion of the chair being none, public comments is closed. Miscellaneous remarks. I'm last, right? As a council large, yeah. Mayor?
Just real quick, today our program with Service Line Warranty of America by HomeServe, it went live to our residents. All the mailers went out to citizens of Niles. We do have a page built on the city website. Log on to the city website homepage under Residents Service Line Warranty Program. All the information about the individual plans and the links to Service Line Warranty of America phone number is on that page. So if you do have concerned citizens calling about that program, we are now live. They are accepting new customers as a part of our partnership program. And again, all mailers went out this morning to the residents. Once again, this is opt-in for water, sanitary lines, in-home plumbing, and water heater. So that program is now live. Just a heads up.
Just real quick, I thought about this after Abby had sat down, but just so you know, there have been discussions with Councilman Johnstone, my office, the law director, the mayor and his administration. You know, there are things that are coming down the pipe, hopefully utilizing economic development tools in the near future to help not only revitalize those areas of your concern of, you know, Sparkle Market and what those are, but, you know, with the revitalization of downtown, with things happening in our communities, I think those are positive things that are going to help market not only those properties, but other properties like the city has that we can help market and get more people in our community. So I think once we're ready to roll out those types of things, I think those are going to be some tools that we can help remarket our downtown. So.
I just want to one more time go through the conversation that we had as the roundtable earlier when it pertains to dollar stores, small box discount stores. And I believe that there is a scenario where this is mutually beneficial not only to that property owner, but also to our concerns with these types of businesses. I would urge to call a special meeting. We can call a committee meeting. We can have all the discussion we want. All I am asking for is change to the zoning laws to reflect those concerns, address those concerns. To say we're going to roll the dice and lose out, that is not something I'm for. I'm not advocating for that. I'm advocating for change in our housing and zoning laws to shape these businesses that are coming in overwhelmingly and make sure it fits our vision of the city. So if anyone else shares that concern, I would love if we could call another roundtable to that way everybody is involved. When you typically go into committee and some people can't make committee meetings, it's hard to get the information out. It's much quicker, these types of roundtables. I urge you guys, I know we're going into summer break. I realize everyone has lives outside of here. If you're interested and you're passionate about it, please let me know. We can call a roundtable and have those discussions so we don't quote unquote miss out.
Thank you, Mr. Johnstone. Great point. I do think that a roundtable would be a great idea in the near future. Mr. Shealy?
Comment.
Ms. Dvorich? Mr. Julian? Comment. Mr. Lasty? The thing I want to add is I don't want Ms. Profondo and others to think that they come in here and it's a bond deaf ears. Sometimes it takes a minute to get there, and you get that through documentation, video, audio, as well as statements. And if the police come out and those things are documented, then it builds a stronger issue. So I know sometimes it's frustrating because you want resolution immediately, but sometimes you have to go ahead and go the process. Motion to adjourn is in order. Motion by Mr. Julian, by Mr. Lasty, favor.
Recording stopped.